Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Today is Tuesday, July the 2nd. Two more days till Independence Day, one of my favorite holidays, the day that we celebrate our freedom to secede. Yes, that's right. It's a secessionist holiday that we like to talk about here on the Freedom Report. The Day of Independence, July 4th, 1776, when the representatives of the colonies banded together and Benjamin Franklin said, "We must hang together or we shall most assuredly hang separately." Very exciting holiday. You know, the 4th of July really reminds me of a lot of things. It makes me think about the freedom that we have here in this country that a lot of other countries don't enjoy. And I know a lot of libertarians tend to be negative Nancys about this. You know, they talk about the loss of freedom here in the United States, and that's certainly true. It's something that I like to talk about as well, because I think it's very important to defend freedom where you stand. You can't always fight every battle for freedom around the world. Sometimes people have to fight for themselves. And so that's why I consider myself a non-interventionist as such when it comes to foreign policy. But I'm not an isolationist. And I understand that the American Revolution, as it was fought, it wasn't an isolationist battle. The Americans, our forefathers, did not fight that battle on their own. Certainly, without the intervention of France on the side of the Americans, we would not have been able to decisively throw off the British yoke, defeat Cornwallis, and have our own independence. So I think that sort of puts a little bit of a spin there on the concept of intervention versus non-intervention and isolation. It's something that Americans have to think about. You know, just how involved should we be overseas? And I'm going to use that to segue the idea of independence and the freedom to decide what to do with yourself and your own body and what sovereign humans ought to be able to do. I'm going to segue into a topic that is exploded on the internet. It's something that I have a very strong opinion on, but it's probably one that's contrary to most people's opinion, which kind of sucks because I almost always find myself in the minority. But, you know, Mark Twain said, if you're ever on the side of the majority, it's time to reform. And so this story, which I'm getting from The Blaze, is about a cheerleader from Texas Tech who's causing uproar because she's posting photos of her hunts from Africa online, and she's being told that she's cruel to animals because there's photos of her with lions. Anyways, let me read to you from The Blaze, and then let's talk about this subject, you guys, and let's discuss this and think about this from a rational, reasonable point of view, because I think people are being very irrational and unreasonable when it comes to this topic. A Texas Tech University cheerleader's Facebook page is causing an uproar for photos she posted showing her with large game animals she hunted in Africa. At the time of this posting, which was yesterday, more than 44,000 people have signed a petition to have Facebook remove Kendall Jones's page, quote, "for the sake of all animals," and the petition was started on June 22nd. It says, "Remove the page of Kendall Jones that promotes animal cruelty." And there's all these photos of her with, like, springboks and lions and pumas and hippos. I mean, she's killing all these big, huge animals. When Jones started her Facebook page earlier this year calling it Kendall Takes Wild, she didn't hide what it was all about. And this is how she describes herself. She grew up in the small town of Cleburne, Texas, where my hunting career started. As a child, I would go with my dad on all of his hunting adventures, watching him on our ranch, as well as traveling to Africa to see him take his big five. I took my first trip to Zimbabwe in Africa with my family in 2004 at age 9, and watched my dad bring many animals home. As badly as I wanted to shoot something, I was just too small to hold the guns my dad had brought. I became fascinated with the culture over there and visited one of the elementary schools to deliver candy, coloring books, and soccer balls to the underprivileged children. This was an eye-opening experience for me to see how other children my age lived in a third world country. Most recently, the marketing and sports therapy major has been posting photos from a hunt in Zimbabwe. Some people are calling her scum, and they're saying, how could anyone take the life of such a beautiful animal and smile? I just don't get it. It's sick, another commenter wrote. And then after getting hit with criticism, she posted a lengthy response. And she says, the rhino was a green hunt, meaning it was darted and immobilized in order to draw blood for testing, DNA profiling, microchipping the horn, and treating a massive leg injury most likely caused by lions. People try to say lions will not attack a hippo, rhino, or elephant. Quite the contrary. Lions attack and kill the young of these species. The adults try to fight the lions off and are regularly successful, but do get injured in the process. But then she explained that she shot a lion with her bow in a game reserve, which was considered a fair chase. And this is what she explains. She says that lions that have come in and taken over the pride, they kick older lions out, but they'll also kill all of the cubs. So the lioness will come into heat again. Controlling the male lion population is important within fenced areas like these in order to make sure the cubs have a high survival rate. So what she was doing for the lions was within the area of the preserve was maintaining the amount of lions that were there. So that's a normal, natural thing to do within a game preserve. And she's talking about the leopard, because she did kill a beautiful spotted leopard. She says, now to the leopard. This was a free-ranging leopard in Zimbabwe on communal land. The money for the permit to hunt it goes to the communal council and to their village people. Within this area of approximately 250,000 acres, 107 head of cattle was killed in a single year due to leopards. Leopard populations have to be controlled in certain areas. So yes, my efforts do go to conservation efforts and are all fair chase, not canned hunts. In fact, these are very mentally and physically challenging hunts on foot tracking and walking miles and miles a day. So if you're not familiar with the idea of what a canned hunt is when you basically take, like, for example, it happens all the time in the United States. I've done these before. You take like a bunch of birds and you release them into a field, and then you go and you hunt the birds in the field that you released. This is not an example of a canned hunt. They didn't just release this spotted leopard for her to go out and hunt. So it seems to me as if people are overreacting, because mostly these people sound like they've never been hunters before. And when I posted yesterday on my personal Facebook page a photo of Kendall Jenner saying I think she's smoking hot, I think she's fantastic for what she's doing, she's drawing more attention to these issues, you know, some people were angry. They're like, she should be shot, she should be killed. Well, I think that some of you people are absolutely out of your freaking minds, because first of all, you can't have animals being totally free to wander all around the place where they could come into contact with humans, especially spotted leopards. Like, these animals are dangerous and they could hurt humans. So the spotted leopard's a perfect example. It says that they killed 107 heads of cattle. I mean, if you don't understand exactly what's going on here, I mean, she's going and getting a permit, and the money that she pays for this permit goes back to conservation efforts, and it goes to people who live in the community. So it's not like she's coming in like, you know, oh, I'm the white man, I'm a hunter, and I'm going to just, you know, kill the animals in these poor, defenseless people's area. No, the people in these areas of Zimbabwe, they issue permits for these animals because once they get overpopulated, it's dangerous to the other animals that they're trying to domesticate so that they can have a better life for themselves. You know, 107 head of cattle, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot to a rich American, but for the people of Zimbabwe, that's their livelihood. So the killing of one spotted leopard really isn't that big of a deal. Also, when you're looking at the lions, let's go back at that for a second. Kendall Jones, she is spotted with a lion that she killed. But again, this is a dangerous animal that is within a confined space that was putting in danger the population of the lions in that confined space, in that preserve. So conservation, that's how conservation works, ladies and gentlemen. Like in here in the United States, we don't have these kinds of exotic beasts. And so we don't really have a lot of pictures of Americans going out and posting photos of their kills other than deer. And everybody knows that deer are pests. You know, like the same people who are saying, oh, how could you kill this exotic animal? They've probably got deer in their backyards causing all kinds of crap, you know, leaving landmines all over in their backyard and destroying maybe their gardens, eating their tomatoes. And they're like, yeah, sure, kill those deer. Or if you, maybe some people have eaten, this is more extreme, some people have had deer, you know, family members killed because deer have crossed the road and people run into them. There's so much. So there is a problem with overpopulation when it comes to certain specific breeds of animals, ladies and gentlemen. And so I think the problem here is that people tend to get emotional. The more beautiful a beast is, the more emotional people get about it. And so I admit to being emotional over it. My first gut reaction when I see things like her shooting an elephant or a hippo or a rhinoceros, which, you know, again, she didn't kill the rhinoceros. That was a tranquilizer to help save the animal. But my gut reaction is always to be like, oh my gosh, you know, oh, did you really need to do that? You know, and it makes me think, you know, that emotion is what's carrying the day here, that all these people are ignorant of the issues surrounding conservation and what it really takes to save the lives of some of these animals. And you know what? There's a really good libertarian story in all of this, which I think a lot of people don't know. It's one that everybody should know, though. It involves the sea turtle. If you're under the age of 30 years old, you might not have heard this story, but for a long time, you know, people were talking about, they were worried about the sea turtle, and I think it was in the 1970s, it was a big deal with the wildlife conservation, the EPA. People were trying to save the sea turtle, and I'll look this up here for you in just a second to get you the straight story, but a man who, a very libertarian man who founded and contributed to libertarian causes here in the United States, he's a British man, his name was Sir Anthony Fisher. And Sir Anthony Fisher actually set up a sort of a capitalistic conservation farm for the sea turtles in the Cayman Islands, in Grand Cayman. If you've ever been to the Cayman Islands on vacation, maybe you've been to the turtle farm there. And during the 1970s and 80s, Sir Anthony Fisher actually set up this turtle farm as a free market, capitalistic way to preserve the sea turtles. And here's how he did it. He set up this sea turtle farm, not to specifically just preserve them and release them out into the wild, although they certainly did so because they were raising so many sea turtles, but they were doing it because they would sell the shells. The shells of the sea turtle were absolutely beautiful, and then when they would cull the sea turtles, which cull means to kill a lot of a species or animal, even human, but they would cull the sea turtle, and they would take the shells, and they would make items, trinkets out of the shells, and they would also make turtle burgers, which sounds kind of gross, but turtle burgers, you know, to me, actually sounds kind of delicious. And he was doing really well until the Environmental Protection Agency, I believe, is the agency that sought to shut him down, which you can actually, if you go to the Libertarian Republic and you search sea turtles, you can find the story that I wrote about a year ago on the website, and I went into detail about how Sir Anthony Fisher tried to preserve the sea turtle basically selling them by breeding the sea turtles. And this was an effort at conservation. The sea turtles were declared endangered, and it was because they were endangered that he wasn't allowed to sort of manufacture them and sell them, just like we do with chickens here in the United States. But because Sir Anthony Fisher was doing something that he was making a profit on, the government couldn't have that. No, you can't be making money off of saving the animals, because that would be wrong. And here it's sort of a similar issue with Kendall Jones, where she's actually, you know, she's paying money to help conserve these animals. When she, like the spotted leopard, she's going out and saying, hey, I will pay you money and you can use this money for conservation efforts to help save these leopards. But, you know, there are some people who are just, they're against hunting Totally. And then there are some people who are a little more nuanced. They say, well, I'm not against hunting of like deer and pheasant and quail and chukar, things like that. But I am against hunting things like hippos or leopards or lions. The more beautiful an animal, the less it should be hunted. Well, then I'm sorry, you just don't understand how conservation works. You know, you have to sometimes cut down a number of on a population in order to make sure that they don't damage their environment, because unless you just don't care about what happens to humans, which I think that's, I'm sort of suspecting that's what some of these people are, then you have to be in support of what Kendall Jones is doing. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think that this is something that's totally wrong? Should she not be killing these animals? Did you actually take the time to read about this story? Well, send us an email. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and send us an email and tell us what you think about this story. I, for one, am all in favor of Kendall Jones and what she's doing. It looks like she's going to have her own show next year, a new wildlife show, which is good for her. Very fantastic. So Kendall Jones, we at the Libertarian Republic salute you. Don't forget, every day, come back to thelibertarianrepublic.com, your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com, and also our new sister site, libertyviral.com.